When it comes to security for large crowd events, you have to talk about technology too. There's your basic security tech, like surveillance cameras. They were a key tool a year ago in identifying the marathon bombing suspects. Or you can go a lot more high tech, as in the latest in security robots. Chances are you're going to be seeing a lot more of them at large sporting events in the future. The world's Jason Margolis has more now on the gadgetry designed to keep us safer.
Let's say there's a suspicious-looking package. Rather than send in a person to check things out, send in a robot. Or rather, toss in a robot.
So I can take this thing, you can actually throw it in 15 feet to land on solid concrete. I can't do that here because it'll hit the ceiling. But it's designed to take a beating if it lands inverted.
Tim Trainer is with the company iRobot in Bedford, Massachusetts. The company sells robots to military and civil defense forces worldwide. They recently sold 30 to Brazil to be used at the upcoming World Cup and Summer Olympics. The company's smallest device, the First Look, weighs about 5 pounds.
Its base sensor is 4 cameras every 90 degrees, a camera on that. So you can throw it into a room. A SWAT team can get a full 360-degree perspective of what they're entering pretty quickly.
And if the small robot senses a problem, send in the big guys. The PackBot, which weighs 50 to 60 pounds, rumbles down the stairs. It sort of looks like the animated Wall-E from the Disney movie, scooting along using driving belts like a small tractor. A long arm extends from its base with a camera and a gripper. The gripper can pick up a bomb and move it to a safer location. A technician demonstrates.
He's now rotating the gripper to be in the right orientation. And we'll move in to pick it up.
Not to denigrate this highly sophisticated and expensive gadgetry, but for the sake of explaining, it reminded me of the arcade game where kids drop a pincher hook and try to pluck out a stuffed animal. Much higher stakes here, though. Robots like this were also used last year in the hours and days following the Boston Marathon bombing for things like investigating suspicious packages. Sergeant Bill Qualls, the bomb squad commander for the Massachusetts State Police, says the robots will again be at the ready. Qualls fits the part of a bomb squad leader with a square-cut jaw and flat-top haircut. He's the guy you want protecting you, but he can't reveal too much about how they'll be doing it. I asked how many robots will be along the marathon route.
Well, I guess in general we could say more than one and less than 100.
He says, though, they'll have enough to get the job done.
We can forward deploy, we can remotely deploy a robotic platform to get eyes on a potential threat. And once we get eyes on that threat, we can start formulating our plan, our logic tree approach, how are we going to deal with that problem.
These robots don't just keep members of the bomb squad out of the danger zone. Jim McGee, a former FBI agent now with the security firm the Soufan Group, says spectators in places like Brazil should feel safer knowing the authorities have robots at their disposal.
To me, thinking in terms of a fan going to, you know, one of the soccer matches at the World Cup, it would give me some reassurance that in terms of their preparedness.
But robots can only do so much. They wouldn't have prevented the bombs from going off in Boston last year. McGee says robots are getting more sophisticated, though, and will soon help target suspected bombers.
Not just the backpack that's been left someplace, but actually an individual that may be, you know, wearing a suicide vest and is getting ready to detonate themselves in a crowded area.
Robots can already sniff out toxic chemicals, biological and radiological agents. If you want further proof that the robots work, just visit the iRobot lab in Tim Trainer. They have showcases of their products that have been blown up on the job.
It really is motivating to our workforce of, hey, here's a robot that got blown up instead of a soldier or a sailor or a marine that got blown up.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Boston.